Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I always enjoy telling you about our young missionaries who've gone on deputation and raised their support and gone on to the mission field. And today, here's another one, Jessica Harris. And Jessica's a special young lady to Linda and me. She grew up in Japan, the daughter of the man who took my place as Far East director a long time ago, and taught Christian school for a good number of years. And then God called her to go as a missionary herself to the country of New Zealand to work with our church planters there. And Jessica says, "This last month has been so full of excitement as I finally made it to the field. It's hard to believe that this is my first prayer letter from New Zealand. So much has happened even in my first month here. Thank you for your prayers and sacrifice, as many of you gave even more for my ticket and for getting settled here. The Lord's given me a car and a house to use, and I'm excited for all that the Lord will do through the many sacrifices of His people. My first few weeks here were very busy with getting the necessary setup items as well as getting a driver's license and all the different things. I never realized how much goes into moving your whole life to a different country. But I was able to jump right into ministry here at Lighthouse Baptist Church as we had our Easter outreach services. We started the weekend with a Friday shared meal and service with a little over 90 people in attendance. Let me just park there a moment to say, when you get 90 people together in New Zealand, that is really wonderful. And then on Saturday, we hosted a youth rally for some of our churches on the South Island. And I'll pause again to say, there are two major islands there in New Zealand, the North Island and the South Island. And then, of course, on Sunday, we celebrated the Lord's resurrection with many visitors, over 100 people in attendance, and two people getting saved. Well, then last Sunday, we had a baptismal Sunday, and seven new converts followed the Lord in baptism. It's so exciting to see how the Lord is working in so many lives here. One of the young men who was baptized was a Japanese boy who had been reached through some friends who attend our church. The morning he was baptized, his parents came to the church for the first time, and I was able to speak with them for a little while. Please pray that the Lord will use me to reach this family. And of course, Jessica grew up in Japan and can speak Japanese and has a heart for them. And then she adds, "It's been such a blessing to have my parents and my brother here to help me get settled and to welcome another addition to my sister and brother-in-law's family." And they, since that time, have come back to the States, and they took off with a Connect group for Japan. But anyway, we're so rejoicing with Jessica and the way God has raised up her support and helped her get to the field. And when I look at some of these young missionaries, they almost seem like my own children. I'd be proud to call them that. I've known some of them really all of their lives. And I've watched them grow up and mature, and I've watched them be sensitive to God's leading in their lives. Jessica taught and was a good teacher at Franklin Road Baptist Church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee for a long time, and they hated to lose her, but she knew that God wanted her to go and serve in the country of New Zealand. And I would ask that you pray much in these next days now for Jessica Harris as she gets adjusted to that country.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.